Well, welcome everyone to Oak River Church, family and friends. We're so glad that you're here. It's the first Sunday in June, and we're starting a new series called Led of the Spirit. How many want to be led by the Spirit? In this hour, we really need the Spirit's leading. And God was very specific with me about the scriptures I was supposed to use on guarding your heart. It's a time really when we really need to guard what's coming in and out of our spirit man. And it's just so important. So I just want to go to the book of Proverbs. It says in Proverbs 4, if you have your Bibles, Proverbs 4, verse 18, it says, "But the path of the just is like a shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day." How about you know that we're going to see better days? I'm telling you, I really feel that just we're going to see better days as we learn how to navigate by the Spirit through these days. So it says here, it says, the way of the wicked is in darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. So there's a lot of stumbling going out there, a lot of stumbling going on, a lot of misinformation, a lot of confusion. But we have God's word to really direct us through this time. It says, "My sons and daughters," my sons and daughters. And when I think of sons and daughters, I think of our family church. And if you were part of the worship this morning, I want you to go back and listen to that last song, "Yes and Amen." And amen really in the Bible means to I agree. And there was a tremendous point of healing right at the end. And I believe God wants you to go back to that place, close your eyes, Pat and Kathy, and receive that healing. Betty, that healing is for you. All this healing is for you, Daryl and Linda, for Stephanie and Doug. It was a special time where God wants to heal you all spiritually and emotionally. If we were here physically, I would have come out and laid hands on you. I would have blessed you. We would have taken that time in the spirit. But you can do it in your own home to receive that healing. Donna, Ron and Judy, you need healing. We all need healing. Jerry and Shauna, Ken and Chris, Jan, Teresa. You need to just soak in the presence of God and let the Spirit of God heal you wherever you're sitting and whenever you're watching this. It says, "My sons and daughters, give attention to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings." So are you listening to me? You know, sometimes as a minister, I wonder if anybody's listening. I wonder if anybody's listening. It says, "For keep these words in the midst of your heart." Not just your head. This isn't just head knowledge we're talking about. We're talking about it dropping into your heart. It says, "For they are life to those who find them." There's a special kind of impartation of life when we hear the word of God and it gets into our heart and it changes our whole attitude. You know, we were really born for this time, for this hour. It's called the fullness of time. Last week we celebrated the Holy Spirit coming on the day of Pentecost. And it said when the fullness of time had come. Well, this is a fullness of time. And God has not diminished. The Holy Spirit is still here to lead us through these times to become powerful witnesses of the good news. That's what he wants for us. So we need to stop. We need to look. And we need to listen. Listen to what God is saying, not just what CNN or Fox or, you know, any of the channels are saying or commentators or politicians. Let's hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Turn up the volume of the Holy Spirit. See, we have too much head time and not enough heart time. We need more heart time In heart time means to be quiet and hear what the Spirit is saying to his church. It says, it is life to those who find him and health to all your flesh. God wants you healed. God wants you whole. God wants you happy. God wants you joyful. God, even in the midst of this, God wants you positive. God wants you to be a positive witness, powerful witness of the gospel in this hour. It says, keep your heart. We have to guard our heart from what's flowing in and out, those around us. It's a dangerous time for the spirit man. And we have to, above all else, guard our hearts. That's what it says. It's the main thing. Above all else. That's another interpretation of this scripture. It says, above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. How you parent, how you work, how you enjoy life flows from this fullness of heart. See, you can't live out of your head, especially in this time. If you live out of your head, you might go out of your mind. It's that serious. People are losing their minds or losing their composure, losing their joy, their peace in this hour because they're living out of their head. And we have the helper. We're not doing this on our own, folks. That's why we have the helper. This is the promise of the Father. That during difficult times, like the times of Pentecost, when there was great political and spiritual persecution, much like today, God sent forth his promise to us. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be there, the comforter, one called alongside to help you. Are you allowing him to help you through this? Or are you doing just this off the top of your head? Above all else, guard your heart. We cannot let our thoughts and our emotions, our anger and our fears and our frustration lead us. The mind is a poor leader. The spirit was meant to be the leader. Let's look in John 14 and see what Jesus has to say about it. In John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, do you love Jesus? We certainly say it enough in our worship to those around us. If you love me, keep my commandments. You know, my parents used to, I remember saying, for the love of Christ, you know, not in a good way, but in a good way today, I want to say, for the love of Christ, keep the commandments. To love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, your whole strength, and your neighbor as yourself. There's only two commandments. We're free from the law, but not the commands of Christ. Love your neighbor. Love your God. Love your neighbor. We know just from looking as we're worshiping, the sign that I made, a sign from God, as I call it, I love you, I love you, I love you. Your heart should be full of that love, overflowing with that love in this hour. It says, when the Spirit of truth has come, the Holy Spirit has come. Peter said it. He repeated the prophet Isaiah when he said, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. What is the Spirit? The Spirit is love. God is love, and he's pouring out that love on all of us if you're here to receive it and live in that place. Oh, living out of that deposit in the heart. He says in verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he will give you a helper. We can't do this. Don't try to do it on your own. You'll get tired out. You'll get worn out. You'll get crabby. You'll get frustrated. He will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. What a great promise. What a bright day. What a better day. What a fullness of time that we live in this hour. You were created for this hour, in this time, to be a powerful witness, an inspired, powerful witness of the gospel. It's the Spirit of truth. whom the world cannot receive. Lower your expectation for the world and those around you. They can't see this. They're blinded. They're in the darkness because it neither sees him nor knows him, but we know him. Oh my goodness, we know him so well. We've heard so many good testimonies and read the word and so many good preachers tell us about how much he loves us and cares for us and all those that Jesus came for. And he dwells with you and he is in you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is our hope, the Spirit of truth. It says, a good man, out of the good understanding of his heart, brings forth good. What's flowing? What's flowing out of your heart? Good ideas, good ways to bring reconciliation. You know, the other day I was in the ReStore, and a young black man helped me load something I had purchased in the car. And I said to him, I said, I really am sorry for what's going on, you know, in these last couple weeks. And I said, your life really matters. And he said, you know, I know that. And thank you for telling me that. And I said, I'm sorry for all the hurts and pains that you might have received. And he says, well, you know, sir, and he called me sir. What a beautiful young man. He says, I was taught to respect all people. And this is about all people, loving all people and all people mattering. So I'm taking it one person at a time. You know, I'm not going to go out and demonstrate and in the streets, but I can take it to the streets in my own way. And you can take it to your neighbors, your family first, of course, and those around you and pour out that love on them. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's flowing? What's flowing? That's in Luke 6:45 if you want to read it. Now let's turn and end in Galatians 5. Galatians 5 talks about the Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 16, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of love. That's who God is. His Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love. And you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Oh, we're so tempted to get angry, to explode, to be frustrated, to make accusation, to receive accusation, to be offended. Oh, if I didn't mention your name this morning, don't be offended when you're here. You know I'll love on you from a distance. It says, for the flesh lust against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Oh, I wish I was a better person. Oh, I wish I was a better Christian. Oh, I wish I was a better father and husband. Oh, well, you have a comforter. You have a helper. He wants to come alongside and help you. Just ask. Pray for the Father, just not one time, but every time. Father, send a helper. I need a helper to be that father I want to be that husband I want to be. And when you fail, just hit delete, repent, and say, help me. Because you're going to fail, but you're going to keep at it. It says, but if you're led by the Spirit, and that's what we're talking about. We're going to have all month to talk about being led by the Spirit. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. There's no condemnation. In the spirit realm, there's no condemnation. Jesus paid the price for your mistakes. It says, now the works of the flesh are evident, and I'm not going to read them. Because we all know the works of the flesh. I want to read the works of the Spirit. And I'm not talking about the gifts of the Spirit. You know, as a charismatic, we always want to talk about, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, prophecy, speaking in tongues, laying on of hands, miracles, and all that. But without the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit are worthless. I mean, it's a clanging gong and cymbal, you know, when we're operating in the gifts, or say we're operating in the gifts without the fruit. So we need the fruit. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Stop right there. Woo, that's it. All we need is love. Love, love, love. God's love. The Spirit of God. love and joy. If you're in love with humanity, with God's people, you can joyfully share this good news. Love, joy, peace. Peace that passes all understanding. In the midst of this turmoil, you can have peace. And that peace will be a powerful witness to those around you. It'll be just a powerful witness of who we are and what we stand for. Long suffering. Yes, there will be suffering. It will hurt. This is going to hurt, folks. It's going to be hard. But you can do it. You can do it with the power of the Spirit. Long suffering. Kindness. Oh, kindness. I love kindness. Kindness, gentleness, faithfulness. These are the things that the Spirit of God wants to help us with. He wants to help us through this time. Gentleness. Gentleness is just controlled strength. We have power, yes, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. But we have to be gentle and kind and understanding. Everybody's not at the place or in the place we're at or have the support system or understanding or God's love that we do. Oh, we have a powerful deposit, a treasure in our hearts that He wants to release to mankind in this hour. Self-control. Against there is no such law. There's no laws against this. There's no law against being kind. There's no law against being humble. There's no law against being peaceful and joyful. Oh my goodness, it's so wonderful. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desire. For Christ's sake. Can we do this for Christ's sake? If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Oh, we are created for this hour, to walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, and envying one another. Are you following Christ? Are you following Christ? For Christ's sake, have some self-control. Have some heart time. Stop all the head time. Stop all the thinking and information and spend some time with God. You know, going the extra mile begins with one step. And I know I'm asking you to go the extra mile. This is not easy, but it begins with one step, a step of faith. When I go to talk to somebody in out there in the world, it takes a step of faith. I feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. I did it at Old Navy the other day when I shouldn't even have been in there. And I talked to the guy at the door, another young African-American guy. I said, your life matters. I could have cried. The Spirit of God was right there. It takes faith. It takes a step of faith, but we can change this world one person at a time. We can touch one person at a time. It takes going the extra mile. Now, you took me my whole spiritual life to learn the name of God. You know, there's many names of God: Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. We learned them all. But even in the last year, I have learned through my trials and difficulties the name of God. And His name is our great love. That's who God is. It doesn't speak of gender or a religion. It's just His name. Oh, great love. And if you have your communion elements, I want to end with communion. And I want to pray this prayer before we take it. It says, oh, great love, thank you for living and loving through us. May all that we do flow from a deep connection with you and all things. Help us become a community that vulnerably shares each other's burdens and difficulties. Listen to our hearts. Listen to our hearts, longing to heal the world, ourselves, our families, and our neighbors. That's the longing of our hearts. Know in that you are hearing us better than we are speaking. You hear our hearts. We offer this prayer, Lord, in faith and hope that your love never fails. Oh, great love. Let's take the elements as we close with communion. You know, we want to take this bread and break it into the smallest pieces just to represent those who are marginalized, the elderly, racially. There's so many marginalized people, forgotten people, people that feel unloved and forgotten. Maybe you feel that way, you know, at home, but you're not. Close your eyes and see that sign. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. The night before he died, he took bread and he broke it for you, specifically for you. And he said, take and eat this bread, because it's the New Testament. It's a reminder of the New Testament, a new covenant in my love. Let's eat this bread together. In like manner, you know, he took a cup. It represents his blood. Like I said, there was a lot of bloodshed. But this is the blood of the new covenant. It represents his broken body and his the stripes of Jesus. And he bled for us, that we wouldn't have to have broken hearts, or that they wouldn't have to remain broken. So let's take this cup and drink it and remember and do it as often as we can in remembrance of him. Let's drink the cup together. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to be able to share in this venue, Lord, and reach people in a whole different way. And we ask your blessing and your healing and your joy and peace to just be upon your people as we leave today. And we look forward to seeing one another again here at Oak River Church. In Jesus' name.